This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to share with you this weekend. We've got plenty of health stories that I've gleaned from the medical journals, from my daily encounters with patients, and from the news media. So we'll share those stories with you today, and you can call us. You can participate by calling us at 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can come right in the doctor's office and you can pose a question related to medicine in general or health, vitamins, supplements. It's all fair game. That's what Intelligent Medicine's all about. 877-726-TALK is our number. And, you know, it's been a big week for olive oil, particularly extra virgin fresh pressed olive oil, because, well, we've been posting stories and I did a great interview this week with T.J. Robinson, who's the olive oil hunter. He's the guy who travels the world looking for the most premium olive oil harvests. And even in springtime, which is, you know, generally not olive oil harvest time, he is south of the equator in places like Chile and Australia looking for premium olive oil to harvest and bottle and send to you as part of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And so it's apropos that I share with you yet another story, this just in, on the benefits of olive oil. We know that olive oil is heart healthy. It turns out that it is the mainstay of the Mediterranean diet. Precisely why the Mediterranean diet seems to prevent cardiovascular disease, strokes, and heart attacks is, well, it remains controversial because there are a lot of components to the diet. The diet contains lots of healthy polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables and herbs. It's also postulated that a little bit of red wine containing resveratrol won't hurt. But the main constituent, the common denominator of the Mediterranean diet, whether it be in Spain or Italy, Sicily or Greece, parts of Turkey, is the high consumption of fresh pressed olive oil rich in polyphenol chemicals. Polyphenols are the category of nutrients that include cocoa polyphenols, the polyphenols that are found in green tea like EGCG. Resveratrol is part of that spectrum. And olive oil contains many different healthy polyphenols. They provide the taste and aroma of fresh olive oil, which is undeniably a health food. We should be consuming as much of it as possible. So studies show that it reduces the risk of stroke, it reduces the risk of cancer, cardiovascular disease. High consumers of olive oil have less type 2 diabetes. In fact, olive oil, because of its satiety-inducing characteristics, helps keep people's pounds off. It helps support optimal weight maintenance. And we learned in talking to T.J. Robinson that olive oil actually is not bad for cooking. I mean, unless you really turn up the heat, and when it starts smoking, yeah, maybe you're damaging the olive oil. But it's something that is a misnomer, that olive oil is not a healthy oil to cook with. Studies show that it is actually superior to such oils as safflower oil, and other types of light oils for cooking, because it resists degradation by heat Yeah, you got to be careful. Don't tune up the, you know, the flame too high, or leave it on for too long. But olive oil preserves its nutrient capabilities even under conditions of light sautéing. So the new study, brand new study, olive oil nutrient linked to processes that prevent brain cancer. How about that? That's from the University of Edinburgh, just in. The research shows that oleic acid, the primary ingredient in olive oil, has shown that it can help prevent cancer-causing genes from functioning in cells and may help to prevent cancer developing in the brain. Scientists analyzed the effect of oleic acid on a cell molecule known as MIR7. Write that down because we will be doing a pop quiz after the show. So you can, no, you don't have to know this. But MIR7 is known to suppress the formation of tumors. So it turns out that olive oil helps to enhance levels of MIR7, something I didn't know about until I read this article. It's brand new research. And it helps to prevent tumors from forming. Now, the researchers caution that while we cannot yet say that olive oil in the diet helps prevent brain cancer, our findings do suggest that oleic acid can support the production of tumor-suppressing molecules in cells grown in the lab. Of course, we need further studies that could help determine the role that olive oil might have in brain health. Well, we know for sure that from the standpoint of dementia and Alzheimer's, diets high in olive oil, and whether it's the oleic acid or the beneficial polyphenols that give olive oil its color and its aroma, it's unclear which, but there are many different compounds in olive oil that provide protection. And here's a special offer that we've created for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You know, I love extra virgin olive oil. I use this product. I've been receiving olive oil from a unique club that was founded by T.J. Robinson, the Olive Oil Hunter, which is the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And T.J., who's been a guest on my show, has a special offer for my audience. You can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil. It's normally $39 a bottle. It's not cheap, but you know it. You really need to search out premium olive oil because there's so much fraud in the marketplace. There's so much that you might find in the supermarket where olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years while their flavors grow dull, flat, or even stale. And there's outright fraud by major criminal organizations to adulterate and dilute olive oil. Most of what's claimed to be extra virgin olive oil isn't really extra virgin. So fresh is best. And I've been enjoying these fresh-pressed olive oils for years, as I say. You can check out this generous trial offer and get your 39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit, write this down, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. That's myfavoriteoliveoil.com for a special offer, a bottle of the finest harvest fresh olive oil, normally $39 a bottle, for just a buck. This special offer exclusively for Intelligent Medicine listeners at myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Check it out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. In just a moment, we'll be taking your phone calls. We've got lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. We got lots to talk about. In just a moment, I'm going to tell you about a new medical peril. It's avocado hand. But first, we're going to take a phone call from one of the folks who kindly left a question at drhoffman.com. You know, several ways you can get questions to us. You can call us during this program, 877-726-TALK, and talk directly to me. Or you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll read your question and answer it during our weekly podcast Q&A with Layla. Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist, joins me every week to answer listener questions. Or you can go to drhoffman.com, and on a PC or Mac, on the right side, you can click on the box that says leave a question, and you can record a question as Roseanne did. Hi, Roseanne.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've recently been put on a statin drug, 10 milligrams, which I requested to start off low number. I also asked if I could take it every other day. He said no, every day. The cardiologist did do an ultrasound, and unfortunately, I do have plaque in the left artery. I am on fish oil currently, and he told me to stay off of it, that is only good for triglycerides. My triglycerides are okay, and that I should take a baby aspirin every day. There's a lot of ramifications for taking baby aspirin every day. I know that fish oil has been good for my arthritic problems, so I'm really upset that he doesn't want me on that. I would like to know if there is any words or phrases I should use to him to hopefully get him to change his mind as to why I shouldn't be on fish oil any longer. Thank you for your help.
Okay, that's a great question, Roseanne. And actually, I wrote an entire book addressing this subject, which is How to Talk to Your Doctor About Complementary and Alternative Medicine. The book is it's about 5 years old now, but it takes as a premise that not everyone can see an integrative doctor. There are not a lot of us. We're few and far between, although more and more, you know, over the years, 30 years ago, they were virtually, you know, possible to find in middle America. But now across the country, more and more integrative practitioners, whether they be medical doctors or naturopaths or nutritionally oriented chiropractors or RDs with advanced training in nutrition, they're beginning to pick up the mantle of nutritional care, adding that dimension of care to patients like you. So the premise, though, is that, you know, there are really three types of doctors. There are doctors who will eagerly seek out information about the health benefits of nutrients and embrace them. There are doctors who are sort of, you know, it's like religion. There's believers, there's agnostics, and then there's atheists. Your doctor is clearly in the atheist category. And it doesn't have to do with science. It has to do with the belief system. The belief system is that medicine, conventional medicine, is sacrosanct. Only the things that are taught in conventional medical schools and conventional medical courses are true, and that nothing that is present in a health food store could possibly be of any benefit. I mean, really, that's as bad as it gets. Then there are middle-of-the-road doctors who say, look, fine, you know, as long as you're, you know, let me know what you're taking. As long as you're not taking something which I'm worried about or is particularly harmful, I'll condone it. You know, do whatever you can to help yourself. And at best, I think you want to seek out, you may not find too many doctors who say, yeah, you know, fish oil is great. You know, it's a wonderful thing to take. They may say, look, there's some controversy about fish oil, but I accept the fact that you want to take fish oil. I think it's probably safe. Go ahead and take it. And let me know if there are any problems like bruising or bleeding or anything like that that might occur when you simultaneously use it with aspirin. But, you know, this doctor is following the strict conventional medicine guidelines for the use of fish oil. The only approved indication for the use of fish oil officially is to lower triglycerides. And since yours are not high, he says, no, don't use fish oil. But actually, there are innumerable benefits to fish oil besides, you know, the cardiovascular benefits in terms of helping to relax the endothelium, acting as a blood thinner. The aspirin does that in part, but the fish oil will synergize with the aspirin quite nicely. The brain benefits, the joint benefits, the overall anti-inflammatory benefits are innumerable. Mood effects with fish oil. So don't abandon your fish oil. You have a choice. You can tell your doctor that you don't intend to follow his advice, or you can just nod your head and say, yeah, sure, and then go ahead and take your fish oil. It's kind of like, you know, before they had new rules about coming out in the military, it was don't ask, don't tell. You know, do your thing. We won't ask, and you won't tell. So I will say this, is that it's not a bad idea for you to take aspirin if you have demonstrable plaque. And supposedly, the scans said that you had some plaque in your artery, in your carotid artery on the left side, and you know, it suggests that you might have a slightly higher risk of stroke, and aspirin's not a bad drug for preventing that. On the other hand, you'll get additional synergistic benefits from taking other nutrients, you know, obviously fish oil, but the anti-inflammatory nutrients and vitamin D and so on, resveratrol for cardiovascular prevention. Chiolic aged garlic extract is great in this regard. So, my suggestion is, you know, maintain your fish oil. Be alert to the possibility that when you take aspirin plus fish oil, there could be, in some susceptible individuals, a little more in the way of susceptibility to bruising. If that's the case, take a little less fish oil. I just don't know how to tell you to convert someone who is a dyed-in-the-wool opponent of nutritional supplementation. The only way that this is going to change is when these doctors die out and retire and a new generation of more enlightened doctors steps in to work cooperatively with consumers like you who are health conscious. Well, thank you very much for that great question. All right, I promise to talk to you about avocado hand. You know, I used to dread being on call on Sunday mornings because we get all these hand injuries due to bagel hand, particularly here in New York. Well, avocado hand is becoming a problem. And doctors in England are calling for warnings on avocados. People are slicing and dicing their hands by erroneously cutting avocados and slipping and cutting their fingers. So there's a way to do it, folks. Be careful when you slice an avocado because you can succumb to a new medical problem, avocado hand.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number 877, let's try that again, a lot of sevens, 877-726-TALK is our number for phone calls, 877-726-8255. So call us this hour or next with your question related to health or nutrition. We're here, we're live, and we're anxious to help you out with a problem that you may have or question about a vitamin or supplement. So blood pressure, big problem, you know, and people don't die directly of high blood pressure. It's rare that people have a hypertensive crisis and their blood pressure goes to, say, 210 over 140, and they die immediately. People die slowly of high blood pressure. It affects their brains, causing cerebrovascular disease, increasing the risk for stroke and vascular dementia. It can damage the kidneys, causing kidney failure and the need to go on dialysis. It can enlarge the heart or cause a heart attack. So we're always looking for natural ways to treat high blood pressure. Simply ignoring it is not a good idea. But if you're taking medication, you're not happy with the side effects, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and I've been telling you about it for a while now here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm really excited about this new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's based on grip, but you don't have to have an iron grip to make it work, because it adjusts to your particular strength and grip characteristics. And you use this device for, 10 or 12 minutes every day. It's like a little ritual. And after a couple of months, I think you'll see some good results in terms of your blood pressure. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months. See if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzona now or tryzona.com. All right, this item, a 31-year-old man got a tattoo, and 3 weeks later, he was dead. This is a remarkable story. It all started simply enough, according to CNN. A 31-year-old man went to get a tattoo on his right leg, and there's some critically important rules to follow in the hours and days after getting inked with a tattoo. Because when a tattoo gun pierces your skin, the needle is opening up a wound, and that's a pathway by which germs can get into your body. So the folks in responsible tattoo parlors will tell you, apply antibacterial ointment for protection, shower lightly, or bathe quickly, and continue to apply an antibacterial ointment like neomycin to your skin several times a day for the next few days until the skin has ample time to heal. And do not, this is the number one thing to avoid, don't soak the tattoo. Certainly no swimming. So experts are concerned about exposure to potentially dirty water while your skin heals its fissures. And that's where this 31-year-old man made a fatal miscalculation. He went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico in the summer, and the water in the Gulf of Mexico is kind of brackish in the summer, in particular when temperatures go into the 80s in the water. And this is a prime time for something called Vibrio fulnificus. It's a bacteria found in coastal ocean water. And it's estimated to cause 80,000 illnesses and up to 100 deaths every year in the United States. And most serious infections appear to occur with the ingestion of raw oysters along the Gulf Coast. It's not a great idea because nearly all oysters in that region are reported to harbor this bad bacteria, V. fulnificus, during the summer months. And 95% of cases are related to raw oyster intake. So, hey, if you're going down to Galveston in July and there's an oyster fest, watch out. But anyway, this guy just got in the water, didn't eat any oysters, but he had a fresh tattoo. And what happened is he checked in the hospital with a painful sore at the tattoo site. And it just got worse and worse and worse. Within a few hours, things had progressed pretty quickly, the doctors said. There were darkening skin changes. There was discoloration. There was pus accumulation. And he started going to septic shock. And his kidneys shut down. And, oh, by the way, setting the stage for a calamitous outcome was the fact that the man had chronic liver disease from drinking 6 12-ounce beers per day. So he was put on a ventilator in the ICU to help him breathe. He was given potent antibiotics, but it didn't work. And he ultimately succumbed to septic shock, all because of a tattoo that, well, it wasn't a tattoo per se, but it was the aftermath of the tattoo, getting into the brackish water too quickly, causing a severe infection. And here's the irony of it. The tattoo on his right leg was an illustration of a cross and hands in prayer with the words, "Jesus is my life," written in cursive. And, you know, ultimately, that tattoo was this 31-year-old gentleman's downfall. A sad story indeed, and a cautionary tale. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And a new report from the EU, the European Parliament, backs up the use of organic foods. You know, a lot of people poo-poo organic foods as you look. It's just an expensive alternative to fresh produce, which is just as good. And there's no proof that raising stuff with a certain amount of pesticides is harmful at all to humans. These are the words of the opponents of organic foods. But they may be suffering from brain damage, according to the new research published by the European Parliament, because the EU warns of, quote, very high costs of current levels of exposures to pesticides. They say that damage caused by pesticides across the European Union amounts to at least 125 billion pounds per year. A pound is what, $1.25 these days? Based on the loss of lifetime income from such damage. And moreover, here's where the brain thing gets interesting. The report warns of increasing evidence that residues from insecticides are damaging the brain and reducing the IQ of the population. And it also raises concerns that chemicals could cause cancer and damage to the reproductive tract. So, where possible, shop organic. And there are certain foods where it matters less. It turns out that there are what are called the dirty dozen. Go to EWG, Environmental Working Group, and check out their list of the dirty dozen. And they also list safe foods where conventional produce is relatively comparable to organic produce. And buying organic produce doesn't make a lot of sense. Certain fruit, I believe an example of a safe food that, where it doesn't matter that much whether they're organic or not, is a banana, because the banana has a thick peel. And when you take off the peel, it's more likely that you'll get rid of any contaminants on the surface of the fruit. But other fruits, especially strawberries and berries, may be laden with pesticide and insecticide residues, which could be harmful to you and which are difficult to wash off. So the organic industry, by the way, growing by leaps and bounds, not just in Europe, but across North America. And it's well worth it, because by eating organically, you'll safeguard your health and you'll safeguard your brain. And particularly, and I have to emphasize this, particularly when it comes to kids, little kids are particularly vulnerable to the effects, the harmful effects of these chemicals. All right, let's take a call from James in Prescott, Arizona. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Problem I have, I was bitten, I don't know by what, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Not a Gila monster. Not a Gila monster.
I'm sorry, what?
Not a Gila monster.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah,
a Gila
really.
Monster.
I'm actually in the Central Highlands, and we don't even have the other one,
okay,
one that's common in the valley. Anyway, it took a long time to heal. You know, it was swollen up and red. Didn't really hurt a lot, but it took at least a month. And then there was a couple of, like, open sores that didn't heal for another month. But as it finally went away, my joints started getting very mildly stiff. Now every day it seems to be getting a little worse and worse.
Wow.
Went to my doctor, took blood tests, no arthritis, no lupus. Mm-hmm. But so, and now he's sending me to a dermatologist, I guess.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he not test you for Lyme disease?
Well, out here, I don't think they have that in Arizona.
No. I think that's a misconception. There are tick-borne diseases that occur across the country, and you know, I don't have a regional map that shows you know what's out and about in the area where you live. But you really should see an infectious disease specialist who is familiar with Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. I mean, it's not the same as living in Connecticut or Massachusetts, but we've had cases of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases in virtually all 50 states. So this is, I mean, sometimes local doctors are less attuned to this because they're not seeing it as much as doctors in the Northeast. This had happened to you in, you know, Massachusetts or New Jersey. They'd immediately be testing you for Lyme disease. But
indeed. I would say I'm with Medicaid in that. So the doctor, and it's a smaller town, so there's not a great variety of doctors here.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're saying infectious. The other alternative I thought was going to the emergency room with this, because this, I say, or should I wait for them? Because he was talking about taking a biopsy of the thing of my skin in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could get a biopsy, but you know, the dermatologist is the person to do the biopsy. But what worries me not so much the local manifestations of this, you know, like inflammation or rash, but the systemic manifestations where you have aches and pains. You know, that bespeaks a problem that's more than just a local dermatological problem.
Well, that's what I feel too. So you're saying infectious disease. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll have to talk to him again. Okay.
Thank you, James. This illustrates the problem of, you know, the patients have to sometimes self-initiate these inquiries. You know, in the early days when Lyme disease was just being recognized, I think that it was the statistic was that about 75% of the cases of Lyme disease that were diagnosed at the behest of patients who pushed the doctor to say, hey, doc, maybe I've got Lyme disease. I got aches and pains. I got fatigue. I don't know where it's from. It's, you know, the doctors might say, hey, you know, what do you expect? You know, you're 48 or you're 52 or you're 65. You're going to slow down. You're going to feel achy. And patients have to have the gumption to say, hey, doc, test me for, you know, do a tick-borne disease panel on me, you know, check for all and sundry possibilities. And sometimes navigating the medical system, you know, with Medicaid, the care is a little perfunctory, if you know what I mean. Good call. Thank you very much for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And speaking of which, this week we're doing a special interview on the subject of Lyme disease. It's timely because, hey, it's summer. And the statistics are going to go through the roof after a relatively warm winter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Paul Hoffman with you. And a couple of stories on osteoarthritis of the knee or knee pain. Knee surgery is in vogue. And, it all started out with football players. You know, they had bad knees, and they had operations, and they ended up playing. And then it got extended to the general populace. If you have a meniscal tear, it is thought to be the thing to get arthroscopic surgery. And it turns out that it's worthless, according to a recent study. Now, what's interesting is they did sham surgery. In other words, they cut a little hole in the side of the knee of patients, put a Band-Aid on it. And they did real arthroscopic surgery on some patients, and they compared them. And what they found is that there was dramatic improvement even with sham surgery. It's like taking a placebo pill, but it's a placebo surgery. So just the act of undergoing a procedure makes you seem to feel better, but the long-term results were identical whether or not you had real surgery, according to a new study. There was no difference in outcomes for patients with degenerative meniscal tears. And so here's another one from the New York Times. And I plan to write an article, which will come out next week, on the subject of osteoarthritis pain, especially in light of the fact that nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs increase the risk of heart attack and stroke by 50% in just 7 days of use. So headline from the New York Times, a little story: high-fiber diet tied to less knee arthritis. What's up with that? Well, it turns out that a high-fiber diet has metabolic benefits. It reduces inflammation. It is often associated with freedom from diabetes, insulin resistance, and, of course, overweight. And therefore, diet has a lot to do with whether or not you'll have osteoarthritis. It's not merely a wear-and-tear disease, as was once thought. It turns out that inflammation is caused by excess pounds. Toxic body fat generates inflammatory cytokines that hit the joints. And, you know, if you ever ask yourself the question, you know, if you're heavy, you say, well, you know, there's a lot of weight on my knees, and that's what's causing the problem. It's just a wear and tear thing. But why are you having stiff fingers in the morning and you're having crooked joints in your hands? Do you, like a gorilla, walk on your knuckles? And the answer is, of course not. It's your whole body is inflamed when you're carrying excess fat. You have metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, prediabetes, and therefore diet matters, and it should be low carb and fiber rich to help you reduce the inflammation that drives arthritic pain. The alternative is an operation, arthroscopic knee surgery of dubious value. Ultimately, knee replacement can do it, but who wants that? We'll reflect on many other supplements that can be beneficial for arthritis in a future article that'll come out in our newsletter next week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.